is the VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Prominent Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai is heading back to detention after the city's highest court revoked his bail on Thursday. The Hong Kong government prosecutors took the case to the Court of Final Appeal. Lai was granted bail last week under tough restrictions and spent 3 weeks behind bars before posting a $1.2 million bond just last week. Prosecutors appealed the decision to grant Lai bail, claiming the judgment was erroneous. Lai is charged with fraud and colluding with foreign powers or external forces. He is one of the highest-profile Hong Kongers targeted by the new security law since it went into effect in July. The new law was imposed by Beijing in response to the massive and often violent pro-democracy demonstrations that engulfed the financial hub in the last half of last year. Argentina's Senate has voted to legalize abortion. The bill allows abortions up to 14th week of pregnancy. After that time, abortions are allowed in cases of rape or if the mother's life is in danger. Argentina is the largest country in Latin America to legalize abortion. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 30 Syrian soldiers were killed Wednesday in an attack by the jihadist Islamic State group on their bus in the east of the war-torn country. The group says the attack targeted a bus carrying regime soldiers going home on leave. Two other buses, which were part of the convoy, managed to escape. Norwegian rescuers are using drones and dogs in a search for 10 people still missing on Thursday, a day after a landslide in southern Norway swept away more than a dozen buildings. 10 people were injured, one critically, after the landslide in the residential area north of the capital, Oslo. This is VOA News. At least 26 people were killed and dozens wounded in explosions at Yemen's Aden Airport Wednesday, shortly after a new unity government flew in, with some officials blaming the attacks on Iran-backed Houthi rebels. It was not immediately clear what had caused the explosions. Yemen's internationally recognized government and southern separatists formed a power-sharing cabinet on December 18th, forging a joint front against the Houthi rebels who have seized Sana'a and much of the country's north. The U.S. Navy says two U.S. warships sailed through the sensitive Taiwan Strait on Thursday, for a second time in a month, and just 2 weeks after a Chinese aircraft carrier group used the same waterway. China, which claims democratically run Taiwan as its own territory, has been angered by stepped-up U.S. support for the island, including arms sales and sailing warships through the Taiwan Strait, further souring Beijing-Washington relations. China's defense ministry issued no immediate response. Two protesters, including a teenager, were killed in clashes with police in Peru during a farmers' protest against a new law. Farm laborers from major agro exporter companies are calling for more pay and better working conditions. Peru is a major global exporter of blueberries, grapes, avocados, and asparagus. Negotiations between the government and protest leaders have failed to reach a solution, with demonstrators wanting a replacement of a decades-old agriculture promotion law that farm workers view as unjust. U.S. Republican Senator Josh Hawley on Wednesday pledged to challenge Democrat President-elect Joe Biden's victory when Congress convenes to officially tally the electoral votes, alleging some states, particularly Pennsylvania, failed to follow their own state election laws. Hawley's objections could trigger hours of debate in the Senate, but should not overturn the results. Congress is due to make the Electoral College tally official on January 6th in what is largely a ceremonial session. And U.S. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday the Senate would not quickly take up a House bill to boost the size of pandemic relief payments for most Americans to $2,000 from the current $600. McConnell blocked the Democratic leader's attempt Tuesday to force an immediate vote on the measure authorizing the $2,000 payments. With a new Congress due to be sworn in January, it was unclear what, if any, actions would be taken by the current Congress. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.